Welcome to Zephyr Yoga Inspiration. I offer these podcasts for free, and your support really does make a difference and is appreciated. To make a donation, please click the link in the episode description or visit zephyryoga.com. Welcome to our meditation practice on intentions. Setting an intention is an interesting process. Our practice of meditation, of this yoga, of merging our mind within our embodiment, that intimate relationship is an act in which we skillfully navigate this embodiment, awakening an intention that we connect to. Now, an intention is an aspiration. It is an energy that expresses a deep truth, a love, and a creative expression of what really matters to us most. Sometimes an intention is set yearly, like New Year's, as we reflect on our past and look ahead of what we want to create more of, what we want to experience more of. Or an intention can be a daily intention as we connect inwards and ask ourselves, what do we need? What do we long for? What do we desire to help restore us to a state of serenity, sanity, and peace? And this listening inwards opens us to greater self-knowledge, self-understanding, as we look at our vulnerability and unmet need, that kind of shadow side of something that needs healing, needs some support. And as we form and honor a deep desire, a listening to that soul's longing, that a personal intention empowers us to create more self-mastery in positively affecting all of the aspects of our lives towards a lasting fulfillment in our lives, a deep contentment within ourselves, and hopefully a liberation from whatever was causing us pain and suffering. So in our practice today, I want you to open up a listening, physically, energetically, mentally. Listen as you rest your attention in your heart and ask yourself, what do you long for? What do you need? What do you desire? What is your intention this year, this practice? And some of us might listen and hear that we want to do more of what we love and what that might look like, and opening opportunities and possibilities to create more of that. Or it might be to nurture a belonging to ourselves or maybe to another. It might be to rest more. It might be to prioritize our health, like eating better, of exercising more, of living well. It might be to attract a community who really embraces all of you, who celebrates your unique gifts. It might be to trust and open to live more freely, to love more, to be more creative. It might be to have more patience, tolerance, and acceptance for ourselves or others. It might be to honor boundaries without any excuses, shame, or guilt, but to establish and keep those boundaries firm. So whatever your intention, whatever is really kind of drawing you to show up in your life in a particular way, we notice how those intentions that we set affect us physically, energetically, and consciously. And this act of setting an intention is a creative way that we plant a seed. And I like the metaphor. I think this metaphor is a really beautiful way in which we can kind of embrace, you know, it all. So it is said by the kind of yoga tradition, this is a story that we use, it's like a fruit tree seed that you plant within you, and you plant deep within your heart and deep. And hopefully you've planted it in, you know, this nutrient-rich soil, you, that you've spent some time kind of pulling out old root systems that don't serve you any longer. Some of the rubbish that has blown in that you've kind of accumulated and you don't need, you know, these practices that help you kind of pull all this up and burn it away, you know, the rubbish, or, you know, get rid of it and find another home for it, that you plant this seed in this nutrient-rich soil, but you plant it deep, and it's dark in there, and you water it with your loving awareness, you warm it with your devoted practices, where it doesn't seem so dark, but that darkness is so important. There's a wealth of information that you receive by facing your darkness. And yeah, it feels very dark, but when you start to water it with your loving awareness, that light of loving awareness shines. That seed germinates and starts to grow roots really deep within the depths of your being. And when light is present, darkness can't exist. We actually see that that darkness in that light is a teacher itself. And that seed opens, it sprouts, it's drawn to light. And as it's drawn to light, it starts to bloom from within, maturing as it grows. And as it flourishes as a result of your effort of attending to this intention, it actually starts to branch out, become full, strong, and beautiful, starting to bear fruit. And as that fruit ripens, we actually can benefit as we pick that fruit and benefit from the fruits of our actions. And through the abundance of our produce, others benefit, as we can be of service to others and share our, you know, bounty to others. And as we fulfill this intention, fulfill these kind of deeper heart's desires, this soul's longing, it is said that when you fulfill these, you're fulfilling your dharma, your purpose. And as you fulfill your purpose, it is said that you fulfill your universal purpose. So the three general choices of where to give the fruits of your action, yourself, others, and the God of your understanding, whether you want to call it God, whether you want to call it source, divinity, you know, nature, prana, whatever it is. But there is a way in which intentions gives your life more meaning and purpose. And as we fulfill that, there is this sense of sacredness within that, that at the source of who and what you are, that love, there is a deeper wisdom that guides you to fulfillment. So there's a simple equation that we can use to manifest your desires. So the intention of your desire plus the intensity of energy you give it, you know, giving it all that prana, all that vital energy, all your attention, really nourishing, watering it with loving awareness, devoting time to really kind of germinate that seed, nourish that seed, help it grow as much as possible, needs to be greater than or equal to your fear-based resistance, attachments, and your ignorance. Your intention of your desire and the energy you give it has to be greater than or equal to your fear-based resistance, attachments, and ignorance. That fear-based resistance, attachments, ignorance is those kind of mental emotional afflictions we call kleshas. It is those core false beliefs that are conditioned in us through our culture, through our family, that we've picked up that we're not enough, really. Like, I'm not lovable enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not flexible enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving enough, or whatever that enough is, those fear-based kind of attachments that keep you stuck in these old root systems that actually contaminate yourself. We have to look at how do we actually embrace and bring that shadow side into the forefront, learn how to nurture ourselves as we face those very destructive and unhelpful messages. So you as the yogi, you as the adhikara, it's a term in which describes a competent student who honors and uses these teachings in all of your affairs, that you show up to your devoted practice, whatever it looks like, whether it's a formal seated practice, whether you do asana, whether you do walking meditations, or whatever you do, that you use these tools and techniques, that you remember how to use them in all of your affairs. That as you set an intention, you listen to your heart's desire, and it points you to what is inherently true for you. And guided by this innate wisdom, you actually put into practice as much as you can, you know, what the resources you have to face certain obstacles, you know, your fear-based beliefs. So in our practices, we're cultivating as much prana, more life force. So that heat for positive change, so we call that tapas in yoga, the physical heat, the effort of sitting in your practice, the energetic heat, building this vital energy, and that mental heat of concentration of directing your attention to your practices rather than getting lost in fantasy or distractions or commentary or story. You turn, and it's sometimes so hot to pull yourself out of a certain commentary and return back to practice. And in the practice, it is said that simple tools, just to remind you, is Sutra 134. When you're lost in thought, turn your attention back to breath awareness, the inhale, the exhale, and just the simplicity of watching the body breathe. When you're lost in thought, turn yourself back to Sutra 135, sensation, the sensation arising and falling, expanding, contracting, unfolding, imploding, you know, whatever that sensation is pointing you to, you watch it moment by moment. When you're lost in thought, Sutra 136, inner luminosity, follow light, sense light, meditate on light. And this light that shines so bright that you see this prana directing every gesture, every grace of movement, within every sensation, every emotion, every thought, this light of intention guides you. And it needs to be bigger than your snooze button. It needs to be bigger than you going, I'll do it later. So your practice is skill in action with loving awareness that awakens our embodiment to a deeper intention set in every practice. Now you as yogi, you as the adhikara, is said to have five essential ingredients. The first ingredient is shraddha. Shraddha is to have faith, to experience trust that the universe has your back. This sense of presence that surrounds you, this grace within you, as you, that works with you and for you to wake you up to its presence in everything, that it shows you through the umbrella of life it's going to be okay, that everything changes, that this too shall pass, even though you feel like you're in the thick of a storm and it feels so dark, it will pass because everything has a beginning, middle, and end. So through perseverance and through life experience, we see that what is consistent is this sense of a connection to that source of all life or all consciousness. And that's yours to define in your understanding and your experience. But as you build that relationship to that sense of faith and trust, that it opens you to this companionship that is always there, and that you rest and you can rely on that deepest truth within you. The second essential ingredient is called vira. Vira is courage. It is that sense of strength and stamina, that perseverance through some of the biggest obstacles, the most intense things that you'll have to go through in life, the battlefield of your life. But you have that courage to remain open-hearted, connected to that loving awareness and presence and that faith that you're going to be okay, even though it feels like it's not going to be okay, you will be okay because you have that strong relationship to that sense of trust within. The third thing that you have as essential ingredients as a yogi is called smriti. It's a term that means that which is remembered. That you remember your intention, you remember your truth, you remember the tools and techniques at any given point to spontaneously use to create skillful, wise action, to make better choices in your life, navigating this thing called our lives with loving awareness, with open heartedness, with this curiosity and wonderment, having that sense of faith as you move forward. The fourth thing that you have as an essential ingredient is samadhi, which is the eighth limb of yoga, according to the Yoga Sutras. But samadhi is said to be this way in which we repose in pure consciousness as one, whole, complete, that as we rest in the groundedness of being, that we dissolve that separateness of self and we awaken to what we truly are. And there's a dissolving of that separateness. And that is said where we experience enlightenment. But in a practical way, as we're kind of navigating our lives and walking through the battlefield, that we feel physically present. Notice your physical body right now. Now, at the same time, notice your subtle body. At the same time, notice your conscious body. At the same time, noticing your inner world and your outer world, fully being present. And in any given moment, drop into that presence, dealing with some duty in your life, dealing with an obstacle, dealing with someone who is in front of you, who is seeing you and loving you. Be fully present for what is in any given moment. The yogi fully embraces that kind of 10,000 arrows of sorrow and 10,000 arrows of joy in the indifference of fully being present, whatever you are holding, remembering your deepest heart's intention, the tools that you have to skillfully navigate, remaining open-hearted, curious, wonder, you know, in wonderment of the mystery of life itself, and trusting in the truth that you can rely on within you, around you, as you, as you move forward. The last thing that you hold as a yogi is called prajna. Prajna is that light of intelligence, that light behind the eyes, the light in your mind, the light that is in your heart, the light that flows through you, that is supporting and awakening that homeostasis without you really having to think about it. There is a light of intelligence, of that discernment behind your eyes, that viveka shakti, that as you practice this devoted, diligent practice of abhyasa, that whatever arises in your practice, you let go of that sensory observation and detach with love, vairagya. That as you notice the thoughts, the emotions, the memories that surface, you value and you see into the truth of it. You have that light of intelligence and see, ah, I understand. And then let it go as it passes. As you are practicing in any given moment, fully present, remembering what your intention is, guided by that intention, and feel that fierce commitment, that quiet confidence, that self-belief that it's going to be okay, and have that faith as you move forward. So embodying all of these attributes of the yogi. And I ask you to listen to what you intend for this practice. And honoring that deep truth, honoring that creative expression of what your heart desires, that we practice bringing more meaning and purpose to our practice, to our life, by inhabiting this intention, this desire. So this is how it's going to go. I'm going to ask you to sit, and I will guide you in meditation. And in guided meditation, it creates a ground to create more mental clarity, to calm our energy, and to open up avenues to explore. And we're going to listen to our heart's intention and form an intention, whether you already have one because you've set one, or whether a new one arises. But we'll just open a field of listening. And then we're going to switch it where we're going to inhabit our intention. Now, it's not to get attached to an outcome of this is how this intention should look like, but I want you to really just move yourself in manifesting and succeeding your intention. And what would it feel like? And in that feeling of succeeding your intention, of successfully achieving your goal, you open to feeling that end result. And it's an interesting trick because your body doesn't know different. If you reflect in the past, so if you think about something that's triggered you in your past, that has traumatized you, something really negative, your body doesn't know any different. It feels like it's happening in real time. It doesn't know it's in the past. If you project into the future and try to catastrophize something that you're really worried about, your body doesn't know any different. That's the reason why you have anxiety attacks and panic attacks, is because your body doesn't know any different. It's projecting into the future. Your mind is, but your body thinks it's happening in real time. So in this practice, what we're trying to do is, in a positive way, put yourself in feeling what this intention would feel like, and your body starts to actualize it. And the more you actually sense what it would feel like, you know, after all the effort, all the watering, all the tending to that seed, all the time watching it grow like a fruit tree, takes years to mature, and feeling how much dedication you have put into that desire, into that intention, and really celebrating the fruits of your actions, feeling it. The more you sense that outcome, the less those fear-based resistance, attachments, and messages become. That you are like, no, I can do this. I do want this to happen. And so I'm going to really daily, you know, moment by moment, month by month, you know, fulfill this this year, or fulfill this in this practice, or fulfill this, you know, whatever. So the more you feel that this is an achievable goal and see yourself manifesting it, the more you will actualize it. So this is our practice. So I welcome you. I welcome you to inhabit your practice. Come and sit in a position in which you feel supported, gifting yourself this time to be here now, letting go of the day you've had and letting go of the rest of the day, and gift yourself this time to be here now, inhabiting your body. Notice how you are taking up space. And sense your posture strong, supportive, grounded, yet open and curious. As you turn your attention to the body breathing, following the inflow and outflow, and open to the sensation of the breath, the coolness of the inhale, the warmth as you exhale, the gentle rocking, and feel as awareness descends in and around your body, that light of awareness. Feel that light open you to the body of sensation. Opening your senses to now listening. Notice your physical body listening. As you sense sounds that are far and near, but your skin listening to the temperature in the room, how the body reacts to sounds as you listen. Now open to the feel, the sensation of the subtle body listening. Feel the energy body listening. Notice the prana pattern, the way of life force moving, unfolding, expanding, contracting, as it listens. Now bring your attention to the conscious body and sense the mind listening. Sense wakeful listening. Consciously, energetically, and physically listening, notice a stillness. And within that stillness, there is a listening to the feeling to all life. The life that is around you, the life that is within you. A moment by moment, breath by breath, a listening. Sense that awareness, listening, that experience of I, wanting to have the experience of you. I am listening. And consciousness embodied as you, that underlining something that is within all of us that sustains life, that gives us this resilience, a deep truth in which we can rely on. and settle your attention within your own heart. Moving on a continuum of awareness embodied. Welcoming a listening into your current life situation. Resting your attention in your heart mind. A gentle listening to what you truly long for, what matters to you most, what does your heart desire, what is calling to your soul. Listen with all senses to what is present. Opening to all sensations, and at the same time, bring the light of your loving awareness to what arises. An honest, tender present, acknowledging what arises. Receive your intention wholeheartedly. Sense that your desire is fueled by the need to be safe, to be loved, to belong to, and feel connected. As you honor a deeper truth within, this creative expression of your heart's desire, see, feel, and fully experience succeeding in your intention. What would it be like? Make it as real and as present as possible. How would you hold yourself? What emotions would be present? What words would you express it? How would it be for you? As you celebrate all your effort in attaining your intention, that you actualized your resolution successfully. Notice how the body feels when you have accomplished this goal. Feel energetically how it expresses itself through you. Allow all the images and sensation of achieving your success to arise. Inhabit this moment. Listen and feel what it is like. Feel that quiet confidence, a deep self-belief, feeling proud of oneself. Feel that expression of your creativity, of love, and a deep truth. And now notice the ripple effect moving outwards and how this affects all those around you. See, feel their presence, your loved ones, your community. Through your achievement of fulfilling your intention, notice how others benefit from your success. See who prospers as you prosper. Feel how you and others learn, grow, and thrive, fulfilling your heart's desire. Feel that you shine so bright from the center of your being, the energy of Source, Divinity and Grace shines from the center outwards, weaving and connecting to all you love, your community, and to life itself. Feel the universal energy supporting you to continue. This light within you, as you recognize this grace, an honoring of this light, a bowing as if to say to yourself, Namaste, that you honor the life that is here right now, that you respect the life that is here, right now, and through your effort, there is fulfillment. As you sense this enliveness within you, the sacredness of this moment, that light of loving awareness that is your true nature. Feel this sacred light shining through you, illuminating your physical body, radiating, shining bright through your subtle body. And the most resplendent light shining through your conscious body. As you listen to that innate wisdom within, guiding you, as you rest in this oneness, wholeness, completeness of being, feel the fullness of this presence, a deep contentment within, and a liberation of freedom as you shine. Rest in the quietude of your effort as you trust, surrender, and let go into this light. remaining still. Become aware of what is awake as your body, energy, and mind are at rest. Feel a transparency and a clarity within you. And yet you feel whole and complete as you are. Bending your elbows and bring your hands in Anjali Mudra, nurturing that seed that you have planted within. And breathe in your intention. Feel the warmth, the compassion, the friendship, that belonging to your life, to your embodiment. Nurturing that heart's desire. And sweetly smile. With great love and respect, bow to your heart, your inner teacher. And honoring all the teachers that come before us, whatever form they may take. And listen to these words, feel them as if they are your own. Let my life force be linked to my heart. Let my heart be linked to the truth within me. Let that truth be linked to the eternal, that eternal grace that surrounds me, is within me, as me, that works with me and for me, to wake me up to its presence in everything. With a quieter mind, an open heart, and a strong vital body, open the eyes, lower your hands, and just softly gaze, absorbing the residue of that practice. And taking that quality of awareness and feeling to manifest your heart's desire, your intention of practice today. I thank you. Namaste. If you would like to continue to practice, find out more information about the topics discussed, or to donate to this podcast, please visit zephyryoga.com or follow the link in the episode description. I thank you.